What up, what up, what up, my peeps? Today we're going to get into some affirmations. Now, let's go over affirmations. A lot of times people just think it's positive thinking. Affirmations are not positive thinking. Affirmations are you affirming what is to come. Now, we're looking at it as what is to come, but affirming what is already there. So there's an affirmation that a lot of people spread around saying, money comes to me smoothly and easily. That's speaking in the present moment. You wouldn't say, I will be booked in 2023. That is future talking and future living. You have to say, I am fully booked. I am. So that's what an affirmation is first. And second, affirmations must take action. You cannot sit there, hands prayer position, cross-legged, saying, money comes to me smoothly and easily, and you roll over and go back to sleep. Money comes to me smoothly and easily, and it's 1 p.m., you're still in your pajamas. Money comes to me smoothly and easily, and you haven't done what you were going to do on your business. Money comes to me smoothly and easily, and you roll a joint. Now, all of those things can happen, right? You can be in your pajamas all day, one day, but you need to make a full commitment about money comes to me smoothly and easily. You have to continually say that so that you remove the barriers of poverty consciousness. You remove the barriers of low vibration. You remove the barriers of victimization mentality. Most of us have actually truly been victimized. That is not our fault. However, we go around living like it's our fault. We don't have the business we want, because we're suffering from this mentality. So it is not your fault if you were victimized and then you still have this small thinking and worth about yourself. Not your fault at all. However, it is your responsibility to move through it and open up to more possibilities. So you can say money comes to me smoothly and easily, but your actions need to back that up as well. So we're going to get into this. I have a fun book to read you, and we're going to actually do some affirmation that you can jot down and bring into your life, and then you'll need to have actions that go with them. Affirmations are to help retrain your brain and how you think about yourself, and to make a full 1000% commitment, meaning money comes to me smoothly and easily. That means you have to do whatever it takes to make that happen. It doesn't just magically happen. So money comes to me smoothly and easily, but you're afraid to talk to someone out and about your services. Money comes to me smoothly and easily, and when someone compliments your nails, you giggle and walk away. That is not how money is going to come to you smoothly and easily. You need to be able to say this to retrain your brain so that you're open to it, and then you also need to take actions. So we're going to get into this in a bit.
Are you a beauty professional who's a self-proclaimed artist and product junkie, yet lacks in the business and marketing aspect of your businesses? Each episode of All Things Nazha, I'll deliver creative solutions for creative people, sharing with you fun tips and tricks and business basics to deliver the best to your business, to yourself, and to your customers. In essence, I want to help you run your business so your business isn't running you.
Okay, so there's a student that I have. Her name is Sarai. She has created an ebook called The Nail Formations. She also calls her business The Nail Ministry, where she brings Bible verses and the Word of God into your business. And I think this is really wonderful because I am very much into God and trying to serve God's will and not mine. That's exactly why I'm doing this podcast here. I don't want to talk. You all think that I am not shy, and maybe I got over the shy humpness, but that's only because God continually pushes me into situations of this nature. So I go with it and I try to cooperate. So, but what is even more important that she has produced this ebook and other things is that when I first met her, I think maybe about a year and a half ago, she took the Boardroom Beauties workshop. And then we actually had a one-on-one after that, her and I. She was way, way beyond nervous. She started to try to go on live and do things like that, and she was stumbling through. There was garbage cans in the back, all kind of pointers I was giving her. And now she's looking young, fly, and flashy, speaking like she was never nervous or anything. Within 1 year, 1 year and a half, she has a big following on Clubhouse and is doing things there. She wrote this ebook and she's really doing her thing. So that just goes to show you, with a little bit of information, some inspiration, and some empowerment, of investing in herself by taking the Boardroom Beauty class, by taking a one-on-one with me, and me giving her step by step of how she can start to build confidence and speak in front of the camera, and how I never want to do it, that it could be done. Now, you may be a person that never needs to speak in front of the camera and never will, but we can still do things where we're doing things with pictures or images and voiceovers, and maybe you never need to do any of that. Everyone does not need to be on social media to have a lucrative business full of clients, and I think you all are thinking that, and it's not true. I say it all the time. I have classes on social media, I have ebooks on social media, but if you want to run your business and get fully booked without enrolling or doing anything on social media, I can show you how to do that too. You can pull the plug on your social media right now, take sessions with me, and get that. What I don't want you to do is to fall for the hype that, oh, you need social media to run a business in this day and age, right? You need a social media to run a business in this day and age. No, you actually don't. And I hope that you take that to heart, because I'm a person that's trying to sell a $297 social media class, and I'm being up front and honest with you. If you want to use social media, take that class, and I'll show you step by step how you, as a creative person that has a busy schedule, can utilize social media. If you don't want to use it at all, then take a different class from me and get with me, and I can show you exactly how to do that. So let's get into this book. Her handle on social media is 31 Status Nails. 31 Status Nails and Beauty. You can find the ebook there, and the book is called Nail Formations. And I'm going to read some of these affirmations here, and you can jot some of them down and see what will work for you, or create your own. But it's very important that you start to replace your negative self-talk with positive self-talk until you actually believe it. And it could take years. Could take 5 years, it could take 2 weeks, it could take months, whatever it is. Whenever you have that self-negating and negative self-talk, you must replace it with this. That doesn't mean that if your thing is money comes to me smooth and easy, that tomorrow money's going to come raining. No, you first have to work on rebuilding the negative self-talk while you're taking proper action. So let me get into some of these nail affirmations. I'm going to have some pauses in between, so we can really soak them in. I do my best and win every day. I give my best every day. I feel and look my best every day. I care for my nails daily, because nail care is self-care too, that I implement for myself every day. I am consistent. I am diligent. I am vigilant. So I'm going to read a few more here, and then I'm going to give you some time to actually sit down and see if any of those resonated with you, or can you write something else for yourself? And you can always DM it me, or email it to me and say, hey, Naja, this is what I came up with. Just wanted to share it with you. Or what do you think? And we can make sure that it's written in the present moment, so you're not always chasing or striving. Like, so for instance, I was 250 pounds. That is very large for my frame, 4'11". No possible way was I going to keep living. The doctor said you'd be dead in a year. You're going to drop dead. So I had to lose weight, and I actually did do it. Lots of people need to lose weight, but they don't. I did. And I didn't say, I need to lose 100 pounds. I need to be 150 pounds. In 2023, I will be 150 pounds. That's not how you retrain your mind. Your mind only works in the present, because there is no such thing as the past, and there is no such thing as the future. That's a whole other metaphysical thing, and I don't live fully there. I know that that's true, but I don't really live there, because I'm so conditioned to think there is a past and a future. So we need to train the brain in the present tense. So I weigh 150 pounds. I eat healthy foods. You're talking in the present moment. So that's what you want to do, and that's how these affirmations are. So my cup is an overflow. My cup runneth over, and goodness and mercy follows me throughout my life. That basically is the same as saying money comes to me smoothly and easily, but it doesn't have the materialistic approach of the money, right? But we still need that. My cup is an overflow. My cup runneth over, and goodness and mercy follows me throughout my life. I show up for myself all the time. I value myself. I create wealth for myself and my family. Creative ideas flow through me and empower me to grow, improvise, and implement. I am healthy. I take care of my body, my mind, and my spirit. This is one of my favorite ones of the whole book. This will get you back to innocence before the victimization happened, before all the ideas happened, before all your limiting beliefs. Remember when if you were in first grade, me, you, and anyone else listening to this podcast, we were all in a room in first grade and we were making, you know, someone came in and did a fun art project and it was on nails and it said, hey, here's all the art supplies, decorate these nails. When you were done decorating, you'd be running around the room showing everyone, you'd be showing the teacher, you'd be showing your friends, you'd be running home showing, look what I made, look what I made, look what I made, without any ideas of what are they going to say, how are they going to critique. Now, if you feel you were doing that in first grade, okay, maybe, but there was a time prior to all those self-talks coming in, but usually around first grade, you're still ready to be like, want to see it? Even if you are shy, you still didn't have the idea of like, oh, you know, it's ugly and all that. And if it is, well, then we got to go in there deeper. But I am brand new with no residue. I am brand new in this moment with no residue. I'm going to read a few more here. I am teachable. I learn valuable lessons all the time. Now, being teachable, sometimes you have to step out of the way of your own crazy thoughts. I have plenty of students, and some of those students are actually willing to learn. They're like, tell me, tell me, tell me. I'm willing to learn. I want you to tell me. But their self-thoughts and their self-judgments are too much in the way for them to actually be teachable. It's not that they're not teachable. They're too married and stuck to their low self-esteem and low beliefs to be able to hear what I'm saying. So this is a good one if you're in that position. I am teachable. I learn valuable lessons all the time. I am an artist, and I love the masterpieces I create. Try that today. Try creating without thinking if anyone's going to see this, without thinking will anyone buy this, without thinking will anyone critique this, including yourself and your perfectionism. There was a while that I did a lot of art. You know, I draw, I write poetry, I paint, I do all of that. And I would create books and books of art. And then I was going to an art festival called Burning Man in the early 2000s a lot. And every year I would bring that book of all my drawings and all my paintings and I would burn it. Poof, burn it. It's a great way to learn about non-attachment. So if you could create like that, create as if no one's going to see it. Create as if you're going to burn it anyway. Then you could start to create with abandonment. So I'm going to read one more, the one that I really liked, which is, I am brand new with no residue. I am brand new with no residue. So Sarai in her book here said, create your own acronym from nail tech. So you can create your own affirmation from the word nail tech. So it's, you know, how you spell nail tech. And then you can write an affirmation or something with the each letter of the word, N for nail, then A for nail, you know, and do it that way. So take some time today, write an affirmation that really works for you, or start to implement one, but for real, really, really take the time to feel it, because I am brand new with no residue. If you really want to affirm that, you can't just say it once or twice or say it when you're down. You make a real commitment. This year, for 2365 days, every moment of every day, I'm going to remember that I am brand new with no residue. Now, in the very next moment, you're going to feel like, oh, but I'm not good enough. This person has more than me. Oh, I am brand new with no residue. Oh, then something's going to come up, some trauma trigger thing. Oh, wait, I am brand new. It's going to take consistent chipping away at it. But chipping away at it is how I helped myself to be able to lose weight. My weight was all from protection from things that happened before, and I still need 40 pounds to lose. I've been at my 150 pounds for about a year, or exactly 160 for about a year, and I need to lose 40 more pounds according to the doctor for my own health. And I've stayed at this 150, 160 for about a year, probably because my body was adjusting to it, my emotions were adjusting to it, and it was just like, that's enough. Like, I don't want to lose anymore. Because you start thinking about weight, like, I'm losing it. I'm losing protection. I'm going to lose myself. I'm, you know, all that. So I have to try to rewire the words of losing, right? I'm releasing. I'm releasing this extra weight that doesn't serve me. Things like that. Because telling myself I'm going to lose, it's starting to kind of cling on to things. So I hope that this helped you. Please, you know, check out the Nail Formations book. It's $13. If you want to support her, that'd be really great. If you just want to shout her out, let her know you heard about them, or just get inspiration from her. Because she is just doing her thing and started out so nervous and scared to talk, mumbling, you know, not knowing what to do. And now she just full forces goes out there and does her thing. You know, aesthetically pleasing to other people or not, it doesn't matter. She's doing her thing. And that's all we really can do. So I am happy to have inspired, encouraged, and empowered her. And now look, I'm inspired, I'm empowered, and I'm encouraged by her and her Nail Formations ebook, and I'm sharing it with you here. So please go check it out and let me know what your new affirmations is.